This is an Aero News Touch and Go for June 1st, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. Today, we'll start with a little aviation economics potpourri. The Thiel Group in Fairfax, Virginia, noted forecaster of aviation business trends, now says all indications are that business aviation is in for a prolonged and painful downturn. Analyst Richard Abulafia says demand will start back up in late 2010, but will take some time to work through excess inventory. He tells Aviation Week, quote, "This means new business jet deliveries won't start to recover until 2012. The trough year of our forecast, 2011, will see business jet deliveries reduced by 40% relative to 2008. Our forecast then calls for a five-year recovery period with 10% growth per year starting in 2012. Meanwhile, over in the flight training industry, a less formal but more positive observation comes from Doug Stewart, chairman of the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators, in his biweekly update to SAFE members yesterday. Quote, "If the experiences of many of us on the SAFE board over the past 2 weeks are any indication, the amount of flying we're doing is increasing exponentially. Many of us are finding our flight schedules packed full. I certainly hope that is the case for all of you who seek more time in the sky." Unquote. At Suffolk Executive Airport, the Virginia Regional Festival of Flight had 200 airplanes on the flight line by 11 a.m. Saturday morning. A great first-day start for the Heritage Regional. And Frontier Airlines has reported a net profit of $2.4 million in April. That doesn't sound like much, but it's a huge improvement from April of 2008's loss of almost $27 million. CEO Sean Menke says Frontier's restructuring and cost-cutting under Chapter 11 is paying off, and also gives credit for the improvement to all the new a la carte fees. The National Business Aviation Association is optimistic that adjustments made Friday by the U.S. Transportation Security Administration to its Emergency Security Directive requiring security badging for GA pilots at commercial airports signals a willingness on the agency's part to be reasonable. NBAA's statement says in part, quote, "The TSA has addressed some of the immediate top-level concerns about how the TSA's badging program would be implemented and what impact it might have on security and safety. The agency's willingness to address our most pressing concerns gives us optimism that, over time, TSA officials will remain ready to discuss additional unforeseen and unexpected effects of the program so that it does not become an impediment to operations." Unquote. We'd love to tell you exactly what's in Revision G of this rule and how NBAA's concerns were addressed, but TSA hasn't made the full document available, citing its sensitive nature. Nevertheless, enforcement starts today. Good luck. Italian Defense Minister Ignazio La Russa has joined the chorus of supporters for continuation of the U.S. VH-71 presidential helicopter program. U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates officially canceled further development, calling the program late and over budget. Lockheed based the VH-71 on the Agusta Westland 101 civilian helicopter. That's a product of Italy and the U.K. Defense News reports La Russa's letter reads in part, quote, "The cancellation of the VH-71 program would negatively impact jobs in the industrial base in Italy and the UK. It is fundamental for all allied countries to maintain a strong, autonomous defense industrial capability, and this program is a key element in the pursuit of that strategy." Unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. The FAA opens comments on light sport gyroplanes. Composite Technology opens a big new plant in Texas. And Delta offers its first early-out incentive ever for pilots. Also check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller tells us why clean airplanes are better and why your airspeed indicator may be more important than you knew. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.